Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart and Got Something to Say, brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and very excited to be talking with Jill Adams from the Berrien County Parks Department. You guys are getting ready for yet another recycling event. This is very exciting, and this is going to be happening this Saturday. So give me all the details of when it's happening and where it's happening.
All right. Our next community recycling event is taking place on Saturday, September 19th. We will be at Silver Beach County Park. And for those of you who haven't been there before, I've gotten some questions how to get there. It's located at 101 Broad Street in St. Joseph. It's below the bluff, right next to Lake Michigan. So come on out. And we will be there from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. You can come anytime during those 4 hours. And it's a drive-through service. So we will have volunteers and staff there to unload materials for people as they come.
This is exciting. And so will there be, when I pull into Silver Beach County Park, will there be signs that kind of direct me to where I need to go? Is that going to be in that side parking lot where this will happen?
Yep. It takes place in the Silver Beach County Park parking lot.
Okay.
And I'll have arrows and signage. Once you get to the park entrance, we'll get you where you need to go inside the park.
Yeah, if you've never been to a recycling event that you guys have had throughout the years, it's great. I mean, not only is it works like a machine, but yeah, you guys have a great way of directing everybody to where they need to go. But before they go, what are some of the items that people need to bring to this recycling event that's happening on Saturday? Because it's not like the really big one that you do earlier in the year. This one, it has specific items that people need to bring to the event, right?
Right. We've got three different categories, basically, of materials that we'll accept that day. The first category is foam or polystyrene or styrofoam, it can be called. And think about if you get a computer and there's those foam blocks inside that are just kind of bulky and very light. That's the type of foam we can take. So we can take hard foam, like the ice chests or ice coolers that people have, foam cups, egg cartons. We cannot take the soft foam. So picture maybe a foam mattress or packing peanuts. We can't take that. That's not recyclable at this particular event. So that's the foam. Next is electronics. And electronics is basically anything with a cord or items that run on batteries. So that kind of covers a lot of different things from a household, from TVs, computers, appliances from the kitchen, curling irons, vacuum cleaners, power tools, kind of across the board.
Yeah.
There is a fee on two items. So for computer monitors, it's $10 per monitor. And for televisions, it's $20 per television. Otherwise, the accepted items are free for the residents to drop off. And then finally, the last category is household chemicals. And that covers items that might come from your home, your garden, your yard, garage chemicals, under the sink, maybe in the medicine cabinet, in the bathroom, cleaners, oils, solvents, oil-based paint. It does cover quite a bit. Some of them, the typical items we get in are batteries of all sizes, fluorescent light bulbs, pills, and sharps. Those are kind of the common items that come in. And then you've got your garage and garden and yard chemicals as well.
Yeah, and it's so important to recycle those things because, you know, those chemicals could be dangerous, but also those things can be recycled and reused to make something else. And same thing with the plastic that they come in, right?
Correct, yeah. And that's, we definitely don't want these things in our regular trash. Our regular local landfills don't want this material in the landfill either. So this is a way to safely and properly either get it disposed of in a safe manner, keep it out of our environment, or get it recycled into new products.
Now, you have great partnership with many organizations throughout the area that help people recycle these things. Who are some of the companies that will be joining you on Saturday?
Our foam partner who will be taking the foam for recycling is Tri-Power Recycling out of Elkhart.
Mm-hmm.
Our electronics recycling partner is Green Earth Electronics Recycling, and they have a location in St. Joe. And our hazardous waste and chemical vendor is ERG Environmental, and they are out of Livonia, Michigan, and we've had a partnership with them for a number of years now.
Now, this recycling event happening on Saturday from 9 until 1, we kind of touched on some of the things that people need to think about and items they need to bring before they go. But what are some other frequently asked questions that you get? Because I know people can go to the website, which is berriancounty.org, and just click on recycling services. But you know, you still get probably phone calls and emails as you've led up to this event of people asking certain things. So what are some of the frequently asked questions that you've been getting?
Absolutely. So some people have been asking where to go, even if they've been to Silver Beach before, yeah. They're just not quite sure. So we will be in the parking lot. So come into the park. There's no charge to park or to get in that morning.
Okay.
Come on in and follow the signs to the area of the parking lot where we'll be. We do require people to stay in their vehicle. And so kind of be mindful when you're packing your vehicle that mm-hmm. someone else will be unloading it. They won't take things that don't need to be taken. If you have a spare tire or something or whatever, they're going to take your groceries or whatever you might have in there. But we will have people to unload. And then also latex paint. We aren't taking latex paint at this event.
Okay.
Latex paint can be recycled in a different manner or disposed of in a non-hazardous way. We just are not taking latex. So if you have latex, leave it at home. That way we don't have to slow the line down and look through all the paint cans and determine it itself, and that'll help the line go a little quicker.
Absolutely, yes. So if you have a vehicle like a van or a car with a trunk, you just pop the trunk or pop the tailgate as you kind of make your way in there, and then you can easily instruct the people that are helping unload on what things they need to have taken out of there. So yeah, like you said, have that close to the back or in the trunk or back seat or wherever you need to put it. But have that list of items. But this is a very exciting event. I know it runs like a machine, but you know, with many people, they just need to be patient. And if they think about all this stuff ahead of time of knowing what items to bring as well as where to go and what to do, ahead of time, it's really going to make this event go smooth. And if maybe there's some of these items that maybe they can't make it to the event on Saturday and they have some of these items and they don't want them to sit in their house even all the way through the winter or to the next event that you have, is there a way of contacting you and kind of coordinating on where to go for some of these items?
Absolutely. And actually, I was going to let people know, if you only have electronics, I encourage you to skip our event altogether.
Yeah.
Our electronics recycler is located in St. Joe. Their address is 4200 Niles Road in St. Joseph. And they're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And they take the exact same materials. It's the same company. So if you only have electronics, I encourage you to drive over there instead and drop off the materials. If you have maybe a large appliance or a large item, head on over there and you don't have to necessarily wait in line if you have electronics. Otherwise, there is a year-round program that's free for Berrien County residents to get rid of household chemicals.
Okay.
And we have a partnership with the Permanent Hazardous Waste Center in Kalamazoo. They're open year-round, a couple days a week, and that's free for us to use. You just have to show an ID that you're a Berrien County resident. So it's a little bit of a distance.
Yeah.
But man, if you're moving next weekend and you want to get rid of this stuff, that's an option for you.
Yeah, with all the home improvement projects that people have been doing and other things that they've been taking care of with being more at home, it's definitely important to dispose of those household chemicals and those other items that you may have. And I mean, for instance, me, I just bought a new TV. So yeah, the foam that you're talking about is right in there. So yeah, definitely something that you can certainly recycle at this event that's happening on Saturday. Now, it is happening on Saturday from 9 until 1, but if we have questions ahead of time, you don't want to just wait until 9 o'clock and start calling somebody and hope you get an answer, because you guys are busy. You're going to be working the event and you're not going to be able to answer those questions as easily as you would earlier in the week. So if they have a question, say today or tomorrow, best place for them to go and hopefully get those questions answered.
Sure. The website's the place to go that you can hopefully get all your questions answered. BerrienCounty.org, then click on recycling services. I am very happy if people call me as well. I just will likely have to give you a call back to answer your questions through tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon and Saturday morning, we'll be at the event setting up and getting ready. So if you've got a question, maybe call me today or go to that website, and hopefully you can have everything worked out before the day of the event.
Yeah, really easy to find at BerrienCounty.org. Just click on Recycling Services when you go to Departments, and it's a drop down right there, and you'll find all that. Plus, not only this event, but other events that you have coming up and all the other recycling services that you have to offer. So, again, like I said, this Saturday, 9 until 1, Silver Beach County Park. Jill, love that you guys do these events. It really helps the community, and it really helps us recycle, because that's such an important thing for not only our community, but our way of life. So, I appreciate that you do this. And also appreciate that you took some time to chat with me today.
Well, thanks for spreading the word. I expect a decent turnout because we had to cancel a couple of events this year. So looking forward to seeing all those people come out on Saturday.
Got something to say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.